Hey, how's it going? This is Ben West. This is the very first installation of Monkey Flower Radio. Why Monkey Flower? Because it's the one plant that can grow through the pavement, right? It was actually an idea my little brother Alex came up with for a brand. This is its first iteration. Stay tuned for more. Today, I got a few minutes to talk to you about something that, for whatever reason, really got my attention. Have you seen this new thing that Amazon has recently patented? It's like kind of a Fitbit for efficiency in their delivery and service centers, like where their shipping centers. When you put in an order, you know, somebody pulls something off a shelf somewhere and then, you know, sticks it in a box and away it goes. So they've created this patent. It's been floating around on the internet. That basically is like a way to, turn the human beings working in these facilities into more efficient robots. Basically like tracking exactly where your wrist is, exactly, taking management oversight and micromanagement, I guess, to like a whole new place, like, you know, literally tracking the movements of your hands at a second-to-second basis. And Amazon for a long time has been automating processes, has dramatically been increasing efficiency of these centers. And, you know, me, like everybody, I mean, I buy stuff off Amazon. I'm happy to have stuff arrive quickly. The efficiency of their systems is, done a lot of good, I'm sure, for a lot of people in terms of creating jobs and creating wealth. But, we're talking about one of the most profitable companies in the world. And at some point, you got to kind of wonder, like, you know, are we taking this too far? Like, what are the implications of this kind of technology? One of the stories that I read, I think it was in Forbes, about this new patent, said that one of the workers in one of these facilities said that they actually interact with robots more than humans every day already. And this, you know, kind of new approach may not seem like that big of a deal, I guess, in that context. But, you know, there's something about it that's just creepy to me. It's the use of this technology that I love, this activity tracking technology. I'm a person who wears a smartwatch and tracks my runs and my walks and, you know, likes to count my steps and all that kind of stuff. The quantifiable self, is something that you hear people talk about. But when it's taken to this other extreme where you're using this technology not to like give us more information, to, you know, empower us in some way to kind of know more about our activity and to learn from that and to improve ourselves. Instead to be using it as a tool for, you know, greater control of human beings, I find it just creepy. And if you ask me, like, would I rather spend an extra dollar on a product, and know that people were being treated humanely, I think that would be a no-brainer. So anyway, is this Fitbit fascism? Is that too strong of a way to put it? I don't know, it's kind of creepy. What does this say about the world we're living in today? Anyway, that's my two cents on that. More later. Cheers.